The Arizona State Senate's audit into the results of the 2020 election in Maricopa County will halt for a week as high school graduates take the place of ballots at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix. It will pick up again after those events as hired firm Cyber Ninjas continues its efforts to hand recount all of the county's 2.1 million ballots. The ongoing effort is making headlines not just here, but nationwide. And now it's put Arizona center stage on late night TV.
Now, nowhere is the GOP's complete retreat from reality worse than their so-called election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. Maricopa already had two official audits right after the election, both of which revealed exactly zero shenanigans. So, the Republican Arizona State Senate ordered another audit, this time by private security firm Cyber Ninjas. Also the name of a knockoff Luke Skywalker toy.
Hell yeah! Arizona votes are being recounted by cyber ninjas. Hiya, hiya, modem punch!
By the way, that insane Arizona audit is the same one you may have heard where Republicans are reportedly searching for bamboo on ballots to find out if they were smuggled in from Asia.
Bill Goody-Koontz is the media critic for the Arizona Republic, and he's written several columns now about Arizona's turn in the late night spotlight. I caught up with him earlier this morning to talk more about it.
Well, I know that Florida man is sort of the almost cliched saying now about sort of weird stories, but we've had these for a long time. And sometimes they're serious, like SB 1070 was a big deal, obviously, and late night shows really had kind of went after us with that in a similar way. Funny stuff with a serious backdrop, you know, with serious implications. My favorite, I think, of all time, and I finally had to make myself stop using it when I write about this stuff, was when Jon Stewart, when he was hosting The Daily Show, called Arizona the meth lab of democracy.
I remember that, yes.
But it was just so perfect, it's hard not to use. But it's been a little bit different than the Florida man thing in that I think that oftentimes in jokes about Arizona, it's been portrayed as kind of the place where, you know, the loner, the lone wolf, the individual goes out there and then just takes it too far and it becomes kind of ridiculous. And now we seem to be trying to take it even farther. And this, the audit, I mean, the audit has the elements of great comedy. And I think this is why they keep going back to it. And they do, and they do, and they do. Because it's the best comedy is when there's a straight man and they're playing it straight and they're not, they act like they don't know that they're in a comedy. And the people conducting the audit, they are that straight man. They stand there with a straight face and tell you that they're looking for bits of bamboo on ballots. They don't laugh. They don't crack a smile. That is comedy gold. You know, I mean, if you say that without a wink and a nod or something, you're just opening yourself up for well-deserved ridicule. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it.
So what are some of the moments where you think from The Daily Show to John Oliver's This Week Tonight that where have they really hit this really well, you think?
Well, everybody's going after the bamboo with good reason. But I really think that my favorite so far has probably been John Oliver's because of him, really. Because I know that when I'm writing and when I'm reading, I really admire somebody who can really drill down to the essence of something in a short amount of time. And he does such a good job of that.
Arizona's Secretary of State has expressed alarm over accounts of ballots being left unattended and untrained workers using different rules to count ballots, all of which the audit's official Twitter account disputed as baseless claimees, which doesn't exactly fill you with confidence about their attention to detailees.
There's nothing extraneous. I mean, he got right to the point of this thing. He made fun of it. It was funny. But he did what they're also starting to do. He also pointed out the really serious implications.
So let's talk about that, Bill, because what you really point out in your multiple columns on this now is that, yeah, these are funny bits, but it's also not that funny, right?
Absolutely. And I think Wednesday night there was a really good Daily Show piece. They went back to it again. Jordan Klepper actually visited here, one of the correspondents. And he talked with Katie Hobbs.
So who's running the audit?
Cyber Ninjas.
Did you say Cyber Ninjas?
I did say Cyber Ninjas.
Is it run by a 12-year-old boy?
It sounds like it, right?
And she said, yes, you know, it is a joke. I understand how people outside Arizona think it's a joke, but it also has very serious implications. Well, as John Oliver had pointed out, she's had to get protection from the state because of threats. And it's not just physical threats to elected officials. The bigger threat, I think, and now they're starting to really sort of weave this into the comedy material. The bigger threat is this is not overstating it, the threat to democracy and the fact that they are, you know, they're really trying to cast doubt on elections and on the veracity of elections and on the legitimacy of elections. And I mean, that's a long-term problem. And that, I'm really glad that they're doing that, because in any comedy, the best jokes, the best bits, they're playing off of something serious. Yeah. And that's why we watch them. That's why we listen to them. I mean, it's like a pressure release valve. We got to get a little break here. You know, it's like you'd go crazy if you couldn't laugh. I mean, and but always with the realization that there's some really serious issues underneath.
Okay, so final question for you then, Bill. So, you know, given that we've seen this happen to the state in the past, and there are real implications to this, whether it's the economy or businesses moving here or just the perception of the state, how much sway can this kind of late night show banter have on the state?
I think over time it does actually have a little bit. I know that there are definitely people who take the opposite reaction and they think, well, you know, that liberal media, they're just going after us and we don't care what they think because, you know, that, and they say that that makes them double down against it. I don't think that's really true. I think over time, nobody likes to be made fun of. I mean, since the playground in third grade or whatever, I mean, nobody likes to be the butt of a joke, no matter what they say. And I think that over time, it can have an effect. And I think it also can have an effect, at least tangentially, about people's impression of the state overall. I mean, I'm not saying you live your life so that, you know, The Daily Show doesn't make fun of you. Not at all. I mean, you got to kind of do your own thing. But I am saying that we can do better.
All right. That is Bill Goody-Koontz, the media critic for the Arizona Republic, joining us this morning. Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.